He did play loads of songs that I would have recognized. You just couldn't tell what they were, other than when he played All Along the Watchtower. You were listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at KAXC.org. Stick around. Michael Small is going to be hosting On the River today at 1 o'clock. Right now it is time for the World Cafe.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
On Samantha Crane's new album, Gumshoe, the Choctaw Nation singer-songwriter challenged herself to expand her boundaries, and that meant working with a full band to write and record the album. It wasn't something she'd done in the past.
I've always been very self-sufficient and independent, kind of a lone wolf sort of character.
But along the way, she learned that even lone wolves need connection.
You do need to be invested in people in your life and in your community and kind of lean into that vulnerability and like reciprocity in those relationships.
Coming up, Samantha Crane joins us to talk about making Gumshoe. The title's a nod to her days growing up watching Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? We'll follow the trail to discover what building that community looks and sounds like. Plus, live performances. It's Samantha Crane. Today, I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A Bagley teenager has died in a car crash over Labor Day weekend. The Clearwater County Sheriff's Office says a report came in just before 8 a.m. Monday of a crash on Southwest Tower Avenue in Bagley. A deputy found a vehicle on its roof about a quarter mile south of Highway 2. The Sheriff's Office says the driver appeared to have lost control as he entered the curve and went off the road and rolled. 18-year-old James Johnson was the sole occupant and was ejected from the vehicle. An ambulance brought Johnson to the Bagley Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. The Leech Lake Housing Authority offices in Cass Lake were destroyed in a fire early Monday. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe says the building is a total loss. The band says the cause of the fire is under investigation. Housing staff are working to establish temporary operations so services can continue for band members. The band says it will share updates as soon as they are available. Governor Tim Walz will call a special session for lawmakers to vote on a package of gun control measures. The Minnesota Reformer reports Walz made the announcement Tuesday outside Deerwood Elementary School in Eagan. The governor says Minnesota needs to take action after last week's mass shooting at Annunciation Church in Minneapolis that killed two children and wounded 21 others. He says he will release a gun control package this week that includes an assault weapons ban. Republicans have a one-seat majority in the House after the June assassination of DFL Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman. The Reformer reports Walz plans to call a special session even if he gets zero commitments from Republicans to vote for the gun control legislation. He and other DFL lawmakers hope the recent shooting would pressure Republicans to vote on gun control. North Memorial takes over the Nashwauk ambulance on Wednesday. Manager Rob Allmendinger says residents can continue to expect timely and reliable service with the change. The Nashwauk ambulance service area covers much of eastern Itasca County, stretching north to Bearville Township and south to Goodland. It also includes parts of Taconite and Balsam Township and Marble, Calumet, and Keewatin. The city of Nashwauk has owned and operated the ambulance service since the early 2000s. After years of struggling financially, the county board voted to take it over and created a special taxing district in February to pay for the emergency medical services. The Nashwauk service will be under the same supervisor as North Memorial's Grand Rapids office. The Twin Cities-based nonprofit bought Meds One ambulance service in Grand Rapids in 2024. Nashwauk area residents can expect to see many of the same faces. Allmendinger says they hired all staff who wanted to continue with North Memorial, but they will see a new rig.
They will have, if not brand new, fairly close to brand new type 2 van ambulances, which are smaller, all-wheel drive, easier to maneuver and operate.
Allmendinger says Nashwalk's two current ambulances will be stationed elsewhere. The overnight warming shelter for those experiencing homelessness in the Brainerd Lakes area has reopened. Chelsea Perkins has more.
The Bridge on 7th shelter is operated by the nonprofit Bridges of Hope. It opened its doors in South Brainerd for the fifth season on Monday. The shelter operates nightly from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m. from September through May. The Bridge offers guests who are 18 or older a place to sleep, personal necessities provided by donors, and support from trained staff. It's one of the few low-barrier overnight shelters available in northern Minnesota. Earlier this year, the organization sought a change to the permit to keep it open year-round. The request came after the city councils in Brainerd and Baxter instituted camping bans on public property in 2024. But the Brainerd City Council denied the request to stay open, citing concerns that the resource attracted people from outside the community or created public safety issues. Dozens spoke out against this decision, while shelter leaders noted this left some of the most vulnerable without a legal place to sleep. The shelter must also now return annually to request to renew its permit instead of every 3 years as a result of council action. People may visit the Bridges of Hope website to learn more about how to donate or volunteer. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo.
These are tiny little beads. They don't look like anything. When you have thousands of them together, they make this very vibrant, amazing picture.
That's Samantha Crane, talking about the artwork that adorns her new album, Gumshoe. For years, Crane, a Choctaw Nation singer-songwriter, shied away from collaboration as a self-described lone wolf. She wanted to challenge that notion of herself and opened up her circle to welcome in a full band to write and record Gumshoe. What started as one tiny bead became something much greater. Coming up, we'll talk with Samantha about her realization that even solitary people need community. And we're going to hear live performances from Gumshoe, starting with this song, Dart. Here's Samantha Crane on World Cafe.
With your crooked tooth and a messed up jaw, your wandering knees in a green raincoat, move to this town of fantasy, where I know you so little that I know everything. And is it any wonder I become preoccupied? And is it any wonder I love you more all the time? Sleeping here in a dream world, my own Elysian fields. But I can't even look hard into your eyes. You're a perfect stranger in the light. And is it any wonder I become preoccupied?
Moon, it will
was closer some time ago. And is it any wonder I've become preoccupied? And is it any wonder I love you more? I love you more.
Recorded live from her home studio, it's Samantha Crane. The song is Dart. It is from her new studio album, Gumshoe, which is out now, and it follows 2020's A Small Death. This is World Cafe. I am Kaleo. It is a pleasure to welcome back Samantha Crane to the show. Thanks so much for being here. How's it going?
Holly Toe, thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
Excellent, excellent. You are just wrapping part of your spring and summer tour, so we appreciate that you're taking the time to do this on a rush, but I have to know, how has your dog Marty been getting along?
He's been fine. He doesn't love being in the van, but he definitely likes being in the van better than being stuck in a kennel somewhere for the entire summer. So we try to go on as many walks as possible, and he's very popular at all of the venues. So he's doing okay.
Excellent. Was it a Marty chose you kind of situation, or was this something that you had had in your mind for a long time?
I think we kind of chose each other. I got him literally like 5 days into the pandemic. I always like wanted to get a dog because I grew up with animals, but it just felt like life on the road wasn't very suitable for that. And I've found that it works fine. You just kind of have to like work around it. But we sort of just found each other at the right time, I think.
Beautiful. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Samantha Crane for World Cafe. The new album is Gumshoe. Gumshoe. It is satisfying to say. What were you investigating with this album?
So, yes, gumshoe is a very good word. I've been obsessed with Carmen Sandiego since I was a little kid, the computer game and the TV show. And that's where that word, that's probably the first time I heard it. Mm-hmm. But it is a very satisfying word. The thing that I felt like I was investigating or trying to uncover with this record was the stage in your life where you sort of begin understanding this sense of impermanence and flexibility. You've had like this very concrete idea of yourself for so long. In my instance, I've always been very self-sufficient and independent, kind of a lone wolf sort of character. But what I've learned is that it's just not really sustainable. You do need to be invested in people in your life and in your community and kind of lean into that vulnerability and like reciprocity in those relationships. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to be both. Like you can be both. I mean, for instance, there's not a word in my Choctaw language for the words is or are, because I think that it sort of reflects this idea, this value within my tribe that things can change in an instant. So you can't really like attach people, plants, animals, they're all changing all of the time. So you can't really attach a descriptor to anything. Ultimately, you can only really attach a descriptor to it in a moment or something. And so I think I'm sort of leaning into that a little more and trying to learn about that, trying to kind of uncover that mystery of what it's like to be able to sort of unwrap the different parts of yourself and say, I can be this lone wolf, this independent person, this is still part of me, but I'm also somebody that is deeply invested and trying to have like reciprocal relationships with people in my life and within my community.
Yeah. What does the work look like? Because in some ways it's like, I'm going to get in better shape, right? And it's like, well, you eat better, you do exercise. But with something like this, it feels like you kind of have, it's all internal. Like you have to go, I don't want to do this. I have to say yes. How does it manifest for you?
I mean, it starts internally, but then you actually have to do the scary things in an outward physical way. Like, you know, for me, I've always been bad at collaborating with people, with working with others. Like I've been very much like a control freak. Like I was the kid like in school that would have like a group project and I'd just be like, I'll just take care of it. I'll just take care of it. Like
I loved you in class. You were the best.
Like I'm going to go home. I'll finish it. You guys don't even worry about it. Not very good at like collaborating with people. So I've just had to do the things that are really scary and just jump into it, which are, you know, I guess one way that it sort of happened is that because this is the thing that I was sort of trying to uncover with writing this record, when it came time to actually recording it, it only made sense that I put into practice this thing that I had been writing about this whole time. And so I decided I was going to have the whole band, put everybody in a live room together. And we sort of just like went song by song and together we arranged the songs and like learned the songs together. And so it's very much a collaborative effort where I'll go in and I'll record as many instruments as I know how to play. And, you know, get the bulk of the sound. And then I have people come in like separately and add to it. But that's a very like insular way of recording and making something, which I feel like I've still gotten some good stuff out of that. But like, I think in order to grow and move forward and learn anything, you've got to see how other people work. You've got to be able to trust other people's instincts. And so that's kind of what I was doing.
This is World Cafe. Samantha Crane is here. The new album is Gumshoe. We're going to hear the title track. And now I can finally admit to someone that I saw Rockapella in a shopping mall as a 12-year-old. You know, you had this word in your hands for a long time. How did you end up finding a home for it in, of all things, a love song?
So the way I kind of got the word into a song finally was I was watching the Maltese Falcon one night. I was just at home watching some old like detective movies and stuff. I don't know. It's what I do.
It's rad. Right on.
I was just thinking about like this archetype of a sort of a moody loner detective, you know, mysterious and doesn't invite anybody in and is just sort of this very like overthinking in their head person, which I identify with a lot. And I was just thinking, what would it be like if two people like that met each other and fell in love and then were able to like experience sort of the thing that I was trying to do in my life, which was like opening up to someone else and being vulnerable with someone else. And could they still be their mysterious detective archetypes, but also be vulnerable and love each other? And that idea was enough for me to kind of sit down and start thinking of what kind of song I could write with that idea.
Beautiful. Let's take a listen to it right now. It's Gumshoe from Samantha Crane here on World Cafe.
Sneaks up on you. I'm on the scene, I ain't got a clue. I love you, gumshoe. I'm your sense, babe. Silent but deadly. Focused and heady. Good luck getting away. I wish I knew how to fit here, but I'm more like a leap year. Lucky for me, I found the key. Living out a mystery, gumshoe, a kind.
kind of lover sneaks up on you. I'm on the scene, I ain't got a clue. I love you, gumshoe. You're my Nancy Drew. Nine lives in the afternoon. On the wall, you got the scoop. A deck of aces up your sleeve. Smartest cookie in the whole tent. Got me sitting here wondering how I ever closed a case before you came to stay. Sneaks up on you. I'm on the scene, I ain't got a clue. I love you, gumshoe. I'm thinking of the second act route change. Working up a liquidation. You and me up in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Forget about gathering facts. You're the only tough nut I wanna crack. Spend my whole life taking notes on you, my mystery. Gumshoe. The kind of love that sneaks up on you. I'm on the scene, I ain't got a clue. I love you, gumshoe, gumshoe. The kind of love that sneaks up on you. I'm on the scene, I ain't got a clue. I love you, gumshoe.
Recorded live, it's Samantha Crane with Gumshoe, title track to her new album that is out now. I'm Kaleo. Samantha Crane is my guest today on World Cafe. In the past, on your albums, you would hear a song in Choctaw sung in that language, but you made a conscious decision to not do that on this album. How come?
Well, it wasn't so much a conscious decision as it's just sort of occurred to me that as I progress in my learning of the language, there's a deeper thing that kind of has to happen, I think, in order to really write a song in the language. I've written two songs in the language before, but really what I was doing was writing the song from an English speaker's brain, you know, and then translating it into Choctaw. But the more that I learn the language and the more I learn about language, for instance, this story that I just told you earlier about there not being a word for is and are and how that connects to like the way you think about things in the world. I'm just realizing that in order to write a song in Choctaw, I really have to embody the mind of what that means and let those lessons of the language seep into my way of thinking. And so the process is just taking a little bit longer than it has in the past. Mm-hmm. I am still working on songs in Choctaw, but I'm just making sure that they line up with sort of the part of me that is Choctaw and not necessarily the part of me that is like white. I just want it to be able to be as decolonized in the thinking process as possible. It's not that I consciously didn't include a song in Choctaw on this record for any reason other than that I didn't feel like any of the ones that I was working on were ready. And they didn't really fit with like the theme of what I was kind of like leaning into at that point anyways.
Makes sense. I think a lot about when you hear, and for me, just thinking about Italian singer-songwriters, hearing them speak in English or sing in English, the idioms, the usage of the language doesn't quite feel right. And maybe it has an allure because it seems so unfamiliar and uncommon. But I think I understand what you're saying in that it's the place you needed to be coming from. You can't do it from the side, the white side, to get there. When you hear someone singing in Choctaw, does that reveal sort of like how the language might work from a songwriting standpoint? Does another person's perspective have nothing, doesn't necessarily help?
The thing about listening to someone sing in Choctaw is it feels like something deeper behind it sometimes than like the music that gets made in the American music industry,
sure,
like parade. Because songs weren't just made for self-expression. They were made for the group. They were made for dancing. They were made for communing. They were made for to rally the troops. They were made to tell stories, but they weren't really, there aren't, that I'm aware of, many songs in Choctaw that are purely for self-expression. And I think that lights up something in my brain a little bit, because we've been so socialized, especially in this country, to feel like our self-expression and people understanding us is like the most important thing, rather than thinking about music as something to bring people together. And I'm still learning about this and struggling with this too, because I am totally a product of 90s and early 2000s, like emo music and stuff like that. So, I mean, I get it. And I mean, what I've done in my career is largely self-expression, mm-hmm, and like, let me tell you about my heartbreak. So I get it. And I'm not like dissing people that do that. I'm just saying, with the Choctaw music, there is something a little bit deeper and more like visceral that I feel whenever I hear it.
It's World Cafe. Samantha Crane is my guest. The new album is Gumshoe. Up next, Melatonin. You know, this is a song that some folks, myself included, it will resonate in a big way. I would love to know a little bit more about why you wrote this song.
Part of the exploration of opening yourself up to vulnerability and reciprocity in relationships is sometimes you're going to get into situations that aren't the healthiest for you.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, I was in a relationship for a while with somebody who struggled deeply with addiction. And I don't think I quite knew how to set boundaries yet, or feel like I was helping somebody that I really loved, but also knowing when to stop, I guess. And so this song is, I think, just, I mean, really, it's so matter of fact. There's not a lot of hidden metaphors in this. It's literally just like one of the many times that they were in rehab, and just sort of the things that I was asked to bring them, like on our phone calls that next time I would go visit or something. It's just like a grocery list, basically, of like, these are the things that I would like to have to make me feel a little bit more comfortable here. For me, the song is just like a moment of real sort of vulnerability and helplessness, but also like love too. And I think now that I'm a bit more separated from it, what it means to me is it's like a reminder of how much of myself that I gave to this person, maybe without receiving back. And so I think it'll just be like a good reminder for me moving forward in my life that I am capable of being vulnerable and opening myself up and helping people around me. But I also have to know when to kick in the lone wolf independent person and be like, these are boundaries that I have to have for my own health.
Let's listen to it. It's Melatonin here on World Cafe. Samantha Crane.
You got a bed, but you got me. Melatonin tablets, mint, chocolate chip ice cream, cigarettes, a watch, a list of things I brought you in rehab. You got it bad, but you got me.
you got me. Buzzard in the sky, making circles over everything. Never stopped or goes to sleep, grinding all your teeth down like mad. You got it bad, but you got me. You got. Some people think they don't need anyone. Some people think they can run, 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 run away.
From the album Gumshoe, it's Samantha Crane. The song is Melatonin. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo, and Samantha's my guest today. The album artwork is pretty spectacular. It is bead art, and there are thousands of individual pieces, at least from my count. Can you describe what you did for the artwork for the album and the singles, by the way?
Yeah, so with the artwork, I had the idea to do this like traditional beadwork, sort of. My own take on traditional beadwork. I'd never done beadwork before. I'd always loved going to art market and like running my hands across like different artists' beadwork. I always loved the feel of them, how much texture was there and how you could just feel the amount of time and like effort put into these pieces. And as I started thinking about it more, it felt like it fit right in with what it was that I was trying to do, which was think about as an individual bead. These are tiny little beads. They don't look like anything. And when you have thousands of them together, they make this very vibrant, amazing picture. And that just sort of, I was like, oh man, this is like exactly like what it means to be a part of a community and to have relationships. It's like, I mean, even the Choctaw Nation right now has like a motto, which is together we are more. You know, it's like we can do more if we rely on each other rather than just like set off on our own, you know, solo expeditions.
Samantha Crane is my guest. This is World Cafe. The new album is out now. It is called Gumshoe. Last song we have first appeared a few years back on FX's Reservation Dogs, but it's out now on Gumshoe. What's the story behind Neptune Baby?
Neptune Baby was a song that it was actually like the first song that I wrote on the road or for the record. And I was on the road. I was touring at the time. And I was sort of writing it during my sound checks. And I think I had gotten sort of a verse and maybe like half of a chorus. And I made a little like phone recording of it. And I sent it to my friend Sterling Harjo, who is the creator of Reservation Dogs. And I just said, you know, I am working on this song. I think it could be cool for the show. Let me know what you think. And he wrote me back and he was like, yeah, this is good. We'll just put it on the next episode. And I was like, no, I'm not like finished with it. This is literally like a cell phone recording. And he was like, no, this is fine. We'll just use this. And so they used this like, you know, cell phone recording on the show. And then people were messaging me and saying, where do I listen to this song? And I'm just like, I'm literally not done writing it yet. And so I did finally finish writing it. And now it is on the record and with the actual recording in a studio.
Here's Samantha Crane. It's Neptune Baby on World Cafe.
Just the sea.
something that you long for.
Recorded live, it's Samantha Crane, Neptune Baby. The new album is out now. It's called Gumshoe. Samantha, always a pleasure. It was great to catch up again. Congrats on the new record, and please come back and see us again soon.
Thank you. I would love to.
We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Samantha Crane. The new album Gumshoe is available now. Hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, who worked on this session. And if you missed any of it, you can find it at worldcafe.org. Oxford comma. It's Vampire Weekend.
winter. Can't stand the cold. I tend to cancel all the plans.
I'm sorry, I can't make it.
But when the heat comes, something takes a hold. Can I kick it? Yeah, I can. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. Take the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come all, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Forget all of the tears that you've cried. It's over. Acid green, aquamarine. The girls are dancing in the sand. And I throw my cellular device in the water. Can you reach me? No, you can't. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures.
He's taking pictures.
Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Turn it on in a new kind of bright. It's solar. Come on and let the bliss begin. Blink three times when you feel it kicking in. That's
where were they going without ever knowing?
one could see the road that they walk on.
Every time I play that song, I debate how much I want to tell you about its origin story and what the song is actually about. Because as happy and upbeat as the song is, it's actually quite a sad story that I will leave you, a fellow gumshoe, to search the trail if you want to know more about Fastball's The Way. Still a great song, though. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo, and it's clear to me that it's the year of the goose, not the year of that animal. I'm talking about the Connecticut jam band known as Goose. They put out two records this year. Earlier in the spring, Everything Must Go came out, and then on the day we sat down with the band for a World Cafe session, they surprise dropped their new album, Chain Your Dragon. Pretty cool. We've got a conversation with Goose and live performances coming up later this week on The Cafe. From that surprise album, Chain Your Dragon, here's new music from Goose called Royal.
Like a wet ball back on the road. Take before you give it all away. You give it all away.
You know, it's a good day when I don't have to report on any Fleetwood Mac drama, especially since Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks have apparently buried the hatchet. Think About Me from Tusk wraps up this edition of The Cafe. I want to thank our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible, including our friends at KBSU in Boise, Idaho. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by AEG Presents, bringing Haim on tour across North America this fall. More info at HaimOfficial.com. And by the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at Edutopia.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.com.